For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Some deadly weather up and down the East Coast. One person was killed in Maryland when a wall caved in at an Amazon distribution center. WTSP-TV's Grady Trimble.
The powerful storm sent a massive tree straight into Marcella Guybee's Newport Richey home. The nursery ceiling came crashing down around her sleeping daughter, Maria, missing her by inches.
I see her and grab her so fast.
Cleanup continued about 30 minutes away in Lando Lakes, where neighbors say strong winds uprooted trees.
Two people have died and five people were injured in Tallahassee, Florida, when a shooter opened fire inside a yoga studio. The gunman then killed himself. So far, no motive is known for the shooting. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty Health Share at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
A former president and the current president are on the campaign trail ahead of Tuesday's midterm election. President Trump is focused on his signature issue, immigration.
Unvetted illegal aliens trying to flood into our country.
And campaigning in Florida, former President Obama blasted what he calls his successor's fear tactics.
Politicians just blatantly, repeatedly, boldly, shamelessly lying.
The October jobs report is out, and it's better than expected. Here's USA's Chris Barnes in Washington.
The Labor Department report showing the economy adding about 250,000 jobs in October, when analysts were anticipating it would show about 208,000 new jobs. The unemployment rate held steady at a five-decade low of 3.7%.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Some big names are stumping in the state of Georgia ahead of the tight two-point governor's race. USA Radio's Robin Walensky has details.
To the campaign trail we go. Vice President Mike Pence in Dalton, Georgia, headlining a rally for Republican Brian Kemp, who's running for governor.
I heard Oprah's in town today. And I heard Will Ferrell was going door to door the other day. Well, I'd like to remind Stacey and Oprah and Will Ferrell, I'm kind of a big deal too.
And indeed, Oprah in Marietta, Georgia, endorsing Democrat Stacey Abrams for governor.
She's a woman who dared believe that she could change the state of Georgia. And she is dynamic. She is so inspired and inspiring.
The latest NBC Marist poll shows Republican Kemp ahead of Democrat Abrams by 2 points. For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Renewed U.S. sanctions on Iran, including vital oil and gas sectors, are set to come back into force on Monday. USA's Rick Vincent has more.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. is reimposing all sanctions on Iran that had been lifted under the 2015 nuclear deal.
It is aimed at depriving the regime of the revenues that it uses to spread death and destruction around the world.
Turkey and Iraq are two of the eight oil importers who will receive exemptions from U.S. sanctions on Iran. That, according to officials in both countries, Pompeo has not identified the eight.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.